I get up. You discern my thoughts afar off. God knows our thoughts before we think them. You search out my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways. Oh, my. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all together. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. And I love this next verse. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Does anybody get the depth of that? You ever feel like God's got you in a place, you can't go back, you can't go forward? And it is very uncomfortable. And you know God is doing something, but you sure don't know what it is, and you really wish he'd get it over with. Amen? Look at that. You hem me in behind and before. God will let us get into places that are uncomfortable, places we don't want to be, around people we don't like, let alone try to love them. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot attain it. Can I just say one thing right now before going any further? Save yourself a lot of trouble and stop trying to figure God out. Because you're just not going to do it. God is a mystery. The way he does things, and just about the time you think you've got figured out how he's going to do it, he's going to surprise you and do it a new way that you've never seen him do it before. Amen? Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? God's everywhere. If I go to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. He's holding you right now. I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me is like night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you did form my inward parts. You're not a mistake. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You're not weird. You're wonderfully made, and you're just not like anybody else on the planet. Amen? And I love this part. He's talking about how God made him, and he said, wonderful are your works. You are wonderful. The devil just doesn't want you to know it. My soul knows that very well. Just a little bit more. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was not one of them. So before you ever were born, God knew you'd be here tonight. Amen. And I don't believe that he does things for no purpose. I'm here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. We've come together at just the right time, and God's going to do some things. Okay. All right, tonight we want to talk about the trust test. Why? God, why? The question that never goes away, why? And you can ask it all you want to, but it's the question that rarely gets an answer. Even Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He didn't get an answer. The Bible doesn't say that God said anything back to him. So the next thing Jesus said was, into your hands I commit my spirit. I love that. All of our pain together would never equal what Jesus went through on the cross for us. We don't even begin to fathom. How many of you know how heavy and icky and awful it makes you feel when you do something like you mess up really bad? I mean, not like one of these little sins. I mean, you really just... Okay, now just imagine having every sin of every human that ever lived put on you all at one time and trying to bear that. I can't even fathom the pain. And he said, why have you forsaken me? We often feel in our pain that we've been forsaken, but we never are, because he's Emmanuel, God with us, always with us, in us, under us, around us, never leaves us nor forsakes us. And I just feel very strongly tonight that I'm supposed to impress on you that no matter what you're going through, God is with you, and he will redeem it. He'll make something beautiful out of it. Now, this doesn't all just happen magically. There are things that you will need to do to cooperate with God. I'm not going to give you a list of do these five things and your problems will be over. There is no such list. I'm just going to tell you to follow God. Follow God. Whatever he shows you to do, do it. And if there's nothing for you to do, then stand firm and wait on him. Sometimes he takes a lot longer than we'd like, but he knows what he's doing. The only time you realize that is after you've gone through it and you look back and see the good things that came out of what you went through. How many of you can say that you would not be the person you are today if you had not gone through some of the things that you went through? So, the question never goes away is why. But yet Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. I love that. It's almost like saying, don't even think that you're smart enough to solve your own problems. If I could just do a Joyce Meyer translation on that, that's what I would say. Don't even think that you're smart enough to figure out what you should do in this situation. And I love this. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. In other words, when we stop trying to figure everything out, just turn everything over to God. It's healthy. It's, you know, a lot of people, and I don't say this in a judgmental way at all because I've had my share of physical issues, but a lot of people that are sick are just sick because they worry all the time. And their mind never shuts down. They're constantly thinking about something, constantly trying to figure something out, worrying about something all the time, upset about something all the time, angry about something all the time. When I look back at how I was 42 years ago when I started this journey with God and how I am today, I can honestly say I am definitely not the same person. Now, you may not feel like God is changing you or doing anything in your life because it happens just little tiny bits. And sometimes when you've got a mountain of problems, you may go 5 years and feel like you haven't changed that much at all, but really you have. It's just the devil wants you to focus on what's still wrong with you. Amen? Instead of looking at how far you've come. Don't look at how far you have to go. Look at how far you've come. And don't look at what you don't have. Look around you at what you do have and be thankful for those things.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to live in God's peace with today's offer, the Stay Calm Package. It includes a 3-CD series and the Overcoming Anxiety paperback book, or purchase everything as a digital download. This package is available now for a donation of $20 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Experience God in a whole new way at the Joyce Meyer Conference.
And I don't care what it costs me, I'm going to go 100% with God. And I'll tell you, he is going to do things in your life that will just leave you absolutely amazed.
Coming to Columbus, Ohio, August 23rd and 24th at Nationwide Arena. All sessions are free. For more information and a complete conference schedule, visit joycemeyer.org or call 1-866-C-JOYCE.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
He was encountered at the very point where he was strong. You know, the enemy tries to get us where we're weak. Follow me. God, when things are going to turn for us, many times he will encounter us where we are strong. Come on. The enemy is always trying to get you where you're weak, where you slack up in that. God, when a turning point is coming, when change is imminent, when breakthrough is on the horizon, when God's about to do a transformational shift, he'll encounter you where you're strong. This is where he encountered Jacob. He encountered Jacob was encountered at the very point where he was strong. Remember, when he came out of the womb, he was holding on to Esau. He had him by the heel. Now, think about it. Jacob's life with Laban, with Esau, with all the stuff that he did, even though he was a con man, he was a good con man. Come on, come on. In other words, he was successful. He was getting over. Read the story of Jacob. When he came out, he was holding on to Esau's heel. His life had been a constant and successful struggle with adversaries. Everybody he struggled with, he got over on them. Now Laban tricked him, because he was a trickster. Laban tricked him and gave him Leah instead of Rachel. But Jacob said, hey, 14 years, ain't no problem. 7 years, no problem. He hung around and got Rachel. But then he did that thing with the stalks and the all and got all of Laban's cattle. He had the last laugh. Jacob always got over. All his adversaries in this life, he always got over. He was successful in every struggle. You read it. Got the birthright from Esau. Held on to his heel, you know, got his mother to agree with him. Remember, he put on the hairy stuff and smelled like outdoors and that. And his father gave him, blessed him. Esau came in and said, I already blessed you. Jacob gone with the blessing. Now, when that angel touched his thigh, the thigh is the pillar of a man's strength. Its joint, and its joint with the hip, is the seat of physical force for a wrestler. You know, people that wrestle understand this. When they wrestle, that the core and the thighs, hamstring, all that's the place of force and strength. When the thigh bone is thrown out of joint, a person is completely or utterly disabled. Come on, stay with me. This is a turning point. It's a shift for someone to shift into purpose, to turn the corner. All right? So,